let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's young adult book by Robin Jones, Letter from Santa Claus, takes us back to the winter of 1949. Five-year-old Robin is very sick with pneumonia. His family takes him to the Toronto hospital, where he receives good care from the nurses and doctors. Though his father works hard during the day, he is always sure to visit Robin and read him stories. One night, Dad wakes Robin to share a special letter he received. It's from Santa Claus, and it tells the little boy about the exciting things happening at the North Pole in preparation for Christmas. That heartwarming letter from Santa is just what Robin needs to get better and leave the hospital in time for Christmas. Robin Jones has six children, seven grandchildren, one great-grandchild. Always interested in writing, he loves to read to children and hopes to keep alive the magic of Christmas and family values. Robin Jones, author of Letter from Santa Claus, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be on the radio. Thanks very much for having me.
I love the book, and it's so important because this magic of Christmas is something we need not just during the holiday season, but 12 months of year. There's something special about this. Let's talk about why you decided to write the book. What was the inspiration, the motivation for writing this?
I was up in my attic about 4 or 5 years ago, and I found this scrapbook that I'd made when I was 8 or 10, and I started looking through it, and I found a letter in there that was written at that time, 70 years ago. It was a letter from Santa Claus that I kept, all written in red script ink and little stickers on it, and I read it and remembered it, that I was in the hospital at the time when I received it. So I read it at a Storytellers Guild that I belong to, and they said, why don't you publish it? So I did.
And it's going to touch so many people with this charming story. And I understand along the way, You had a medium, too, that you went to that said this book was going to be published. So at that point, you almost had to do it, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I went over to see a medium in I live on an island, on Vancouver Island. I went over to the mainland and I met this medium. And one of the things she said was, she said the word book has come up a few times. She said, I know no more about it than that, but the word book. And then, two years later, 3 years later, can't remember exactly, I've written that book, and I remember that when she said that, when I set it off for publishing, it twigged my mind.
The book is Letter from Santa Claus by Robin Jones, our guest on the program. Book available, of course, the usual places. We'll give you a list of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Robin's website is robinwjones.com. Get information there. Order the book there as well. I want to talk a second about Christmas and the importance. It means so much, and that's the nice thing about it, is each of us have sort of individual memories of growing up as a child and what we went through. Why is Christmas so important to you?
Well, I grew up, and I'm one of five children, and we were from moderate means. And when I came down on Christmas morning, I don't know how my parents did it, but the Christmas tree was stacked with gifts. And we were only allowed to open our stocking, which always hung there, and you'd receive an orange or something. Like, oranges weren't available 70 years ago, I mean, as a commodity like today.
Yes.
And we could only open our little gifts, and for us it was good. And then we sat around the Christmas tree and opened a gift one by one in order of age, and so that they weren't all just ripped open and nobody knew who got what. And so I've always loved it, and I still do today. Yeah.
And so many messages can be taught during the holiday. I know as a teenager, you delivered Christmas boxes to the poor. This was something that was very important to your family, wasn't it?
It was. It was very important. And I learned, I guess I was about 11 or 12, and these were boxes that were set up by a newspaper, the Toronto Star. They were called Star Boxes. And when I take these boxes into these designated places, these poor areas, I saw poverty that I didn't know existed. And I remember the most memorable was when I went and delivered 5 boxes to a single mother with 2 children living under a staircase. And that hit me. And I came out and asked my dad. He said, "Well, that happened, Robin." You know, so I mean, I've always had a soft spot for the underdog and for the less fortunate.
And because of what your family did and what you did in delivering those boxes, you're recounting that story so vividly. It was like yesterday, and this is a memory that has stayed with you. I know singing the whole holiday, singing the Messiah, for example, all of the tradition, the pomp and circumstance that goes into Christmas, that was important to you as well, wasn't it?
It was very important. We had a record player at a very early time, and it was just one of the little portable ones. But my dad loved music, and actually he used to keep us in on Saturday mornings to listen to the opera from New York. And I think it was just so he could be with us, because I were one of 5 kids. But anyway, he'd play the Messiah at Christmas, and we all loved to sing, so we'd sing along with it as a family. And I've been to several of these sing-alongs since in different cities that I've been in, and it still stirs very fond memories for me.
Well, it's one of those things, no matter where you are, it still is a special moment, especially going through what you went through and those great memories of you as a child. The book is Letter from Santa Claus by Robin Jones, our guest on the program. Beautifully illustrated. I want to take a second and talk about that, because that really enhances the story with the beautiful illustrations that you have.
Yeah, when I was looking for illustrators, I checked along the prices here in Victoria, where I live in Canada, and I got a price, and so then it was above my budget. So I went online. There's a special app you can get. I can't remember the name right now. And I went online and said I wanted a child's illustrator. And I got 741 replies. I still remember the first day. So I narrowed that down over the next couple of days to 4. Because, I mean, there was graphic artists and all kinds of people applying. Anyway, I reduced it down to 4 and chose one. Her name is Marfando. She lives in Ecuador. I didn't know that at the time. But anyway, so it was perfect. And it was something that I'll always remember as well, because she'd send me little drawings, sketches of what I had asked her to draw about in certain paragraphs. And the next day they came in all colored. And if there was something I didn't like, next day it came in changed. I don't know what kind of app she had, but it was pretty amazing. So, yeah, so I told her I wanted it to look like Rudolph, to go out and buy Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, which she did, because I said I want it to depict the 40s and those times of Christmas. And so so I still talk to her online sometimes, so it's very good.
Well, you picked a winner with that, because it really, as I say, enhances what you're doing in the book, Letter from Santa Claus, Robin Jones, our guest on the program. His website is robinwjones.com. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll recap that before the program is over. Talk about what happened to you as a child, because this basically is you, a reflection of what happened to you during that time. This is 1949, so children who got sick were treated much differently then than what happened today. Talk about what happened to you.
Yeah, well, I was feeling, I still remember, actually, I was feeling really under the weather, you know. And so then at that time, doctors actually came and visited homes. That doesn't happen anymore, not here anyway.
No, not here either.
He came and he said to my dad, you know, he said, Robin is very sick. You got to take him to the hospital. My parents didn't have a car. And so our next door neighbor, she lent my dad the car and drove us down to the hospital and checked us in. And the doctor said, you know, Robin has pneumonia. And so they put me in the hospital, and I stayed there for quite a long time. And so it was very memorable with the doctors and the nurses looking after me. But the most memorable was my dad coming in to read me stories all the time.
And it's so difficult. You talk about your sister. She was scared to death. She wasn't sure what was going to happen. Describe in the book, Robin as a child being carried off to the hospital. That's a frightening time for siblings, isn't it?
It is frightening, and it's even more frightening because at that time, once I went into the hospital, none of my brothers or sisters saw me anymore until I came home, because children weren't allowed to visit at that time. You were allowed one visitor at a time in your hospital room, and children were, as I say, weren't allowed in. And so they sent me little notes, which I still have as well, which is pretty dear.
With the
they were worried about me.
Yes, and the story is so touching. Dad comes in and he's got this letter. Talk without giving away too much here, and even if you know the story, you've got to read it and see it illustrated. That really, really was the inspiration. The shot of penicillin, so to speak, to get you on your way out of there and road to recovery.
Yes. Well, I was asleep in my bed one night, and my dad woke me up, and he said, "Robin, there's a letter here for you, and there's some smudge marks on it." And, I'm groggy. And so he said, "Do you want me to read it for you?" And I said, "Of course." So I woke up, and he read me this letter. He said, "It's a letter from Santa Claus." And, cause I had written to Santa a week or two before. So this was a reply, and it told me what happens up in the North Pole. And also, when a child dies, the choices that you have of going to, of what you're going to do when you're in heaven. So it was very inspirational for me, and it boosted my morale, along with the penicillin, of course, which it had only been discovered a few years before.
Yeah, I was going to say, we think penicillin
been around, I'd probably be dead.
Yeah, we tend to think that's been around forever, and it really wasn't. And yeah, the timing was right for you back in 1949. Robin Jones, our guest on the program. His website is robinwjones.com. The book is A Letter from Santa Claus, available at his website, other places as well. Time going by way too quickly here. Let's talk a little bit about the main themes in this book, because it's a delightful story, but it's got a couple of messages in it as well. Talk about those.
Yeah, I think the main message for me, I feel, is that being loved by your family and being cared for and read to, like my dad did, we didn't have a car, as I say, and he'd come down each day and read me stories because he knew that I was there by myself, family-wise. And he knew that this would boost my morale. And also, I think that I'm from a biracial family as well, and it lets people see that regardless of your color, that families are the same, and that if you're close with your family and intimate and loving with your family, that there's a good chance that you're going to grow up to be a good and loving individual as well.
Well, and that's, the book is unique, and that's one of the aspects that makes it unique. And even though the story is Robin's back in 1949, the message of the story is still relevant today, isn't it?
I feel it is, yes. And when I go on book signings, I've been on several around North America, when I show them, because I still have the letter from 70 years ago, when I show kids how Santa Claus writes, their eyes, they just light up like flashlights. And they also relate to Rudolph, of course, because it's a home name now. And it's very good.
An appeal for this book, it's not, I say it's a child, a young adult book, that type of thing. This really is for adults, too. This is fun for adults to read. In fact, it's fun for adults to read it to kids, or read it with children, or have children read it to adults. and talk about it, much like your dad did to you.
Yes. I think the beauty of Christmas, I'm a very Christmas guy.
Yes.
And also,
yes.
I try and make people happy as often as I can. And I like my goal now as a senior is to try and make somebody smile and be happy each day. I actually give away silver dollars to people often just as a little gift to show that they're appreciated. And to be loving is the goal to try and achieve, I think, for all of us.
A couple minutes left in the program. What has this been like for you? This is an adventure that began basically in 1949. It's sort of in the back of your mind, up in the attic, literally during the course of this period. Now you've got the story out there. You're able to share this touching story with the world. What's this been like for you?
Well, it's been a roller coaster.
Yes.
And to be exposed to the life of an author is exciting. It's very, very challenging, but I really find it exciting. And I've actually written another book that won't be out for probably 6-8 months, but it lets me know that people are reading a lot. If anybody says it's all internet, I mean, it's there's a lot of people out there reading. A lot of kids love reading. And when I go to libraries and schools and read to them, the kids' eyes still light up like mine did at that age as well. And it's a thrill to see it.
Well, you're touching so many people, so many families with the book Letter from Santa Claus by Robin Jones. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find information at Robin's website, robinwjones.com. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all that information. Robin, it's always a good time to talk about Christmas. I loved having you on the program today. Love the story. Love to have a chance to talk about this magical season of Christmas. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
You have that right. Merry Christmas. Robin Jones, our guest on the program, Letter from Santa Claus. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.